The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples returned once more to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders approached him and said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I shall ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or human origin? Answer me." They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But shall we say of human origin?" They feared the crowd, for all thought John really was a prophet. So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." Then Jesus said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. "By what authority do you do the things you do?" asked the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people. "By what authority do you do these things that you do?" They're just mad at Jesus because he just drove the money changers out of the temple with a crack of a whip. "By what authority do you do the things that you do?" They're saying to Jesus, "Who do you think you are?" It's just that the biblical way to ask that same question is, "By what authority do you do what you do?" But you know what really upsets the scribes and the Pharisees and the chief priests about Jesus? It's that when he speaks, he claims an authority higher than their own. And he's been doing this for months after month after year after year. When he says such things as, "Child, I say to you, your sins are forgiven." Or when he says, "Of old it was said to you, you shall not kill," or "You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you," that and something more. Claims an authority higher than their own. Now their authority was Moses. So they ask him this question because they're trying to trap him. They figure if Jesus answers, "I say this by Moses' own authority," they can then turn to Jesus and say, "Well, we're the ones who have Moses' own authority, so why don't you let us do your teaching and you keep your mouth shut?" But if Jesus says he does this by God's authority, well, then they've got him for blasphemy. So they figure they got Jesus trapped. Not the first time they figured they had Jesus trapped. Remember the story of the woman caught in adultery? Remember the story of whether or not you should pay the temple tax? They're always trying to trap Jesus. And you can't trap God. Every single time they try to do this, Jesus takes the whole issue, turns it on its head, and sends all of his adversaries home red-faced and responseless. But it does raise a real important question this morning, and this is something we really need to pray about. Real important lesson here in this gospel. And it has to do with the nature of authority. Now, authority is not the same thing as power. They're different. Power comes from your office. If you're a judge, you have power. If you're a policeman, you have power. If you're a bishop, you have power. Just by the fact that you own that office, people have to do what you say. Now, you can try to defy the power, but you won't like the consequences. You have to do what they say simply because they're the one with the office and you're not. That's not authority. Authority is something much, much deeper. Authority comes from your being. I love the Greek word for authority. It's exousia, literally out of your own being comes authority. And you've seen this before. You ever seen a natural leader in a group? Maybe you get a bunch of people together on a sports team. Maybe you've been in the military and you get a bunch of people together. And even if they don't have a rank or a title, some people are just natural leaders and it just issues forth from their very being. I once saw a small child silence to shame a room full of adults by simply asking one question about whether or not you should tell the truth. That's authority. Now imagine Jesus' authority. If authority comes from your being, then Jesus' being is God himself. Imagine Jesus' authority. Well, you don't have to imagine very much, because Jesus gives you his own authority, and the more you follow him and the holier you are, the more of that authority you wield, the more of it you have. In other words, it's on offer, and you can have as much of it as you want, at the price, of course, of being faithful to Christ. And you find this most especially in the lives of the saints, most especially in the lives of the martyrs. Think about people who had no power whatsoever. They were chained and shackled in prison, and yet the whole kingdom up above the dungeon shuddered at their every word. Think about John the Baptist or Thomas More. I like to think about Agnes, little 12-year-old Saint Agnes, executed by the axe in the days of the ancient Roman Empire, and they say that when the executioner was going to swing the axe on the neck of Agnes, it was the executioner whose knees were trembling. Because he knew this little girl had authority. She had holiness. That authority is given to you if you're faithful to Christ. But here's the thing, and this is what we need to pray about. We don't want it, because it's responsibility. We try to shirk it. We try to claim we don't have it, but you've got it. If you are a parent, you've been given authority. If you are a boss, if you're a teacher, you know, honestly, if you're a senior citizen, even in a world that worships youth, every year that passes, you have more natural authority. And you want to know something? You're going to be judged on how you use it. You're going to be judged on what you do with it. You're not going to be able to pretend you never had it. I heard something real fascinating the other day. Real fascinating. A story told by a former NFL quarterback. He played years and years as a starting quarterback. Everybody knows his name. And he tells a story of how the best players on the team, year in and year out, he saw this, they weren't players that wore the jersey and played the game on television. They were members of the practice squad. And I'd say some of the best runners, some of the best receivers, some of the best blockers, they never play on television. They're members of the practice squad. And I go to these people and I say, why are you playing on the practice squad? And he says, I found one thing consistently about every player that ever played on the practice squad. They didn't want responsibility. Because if they played for the team and wore the jersey, they'd be responsible for what they did. And they don't want responsibility. They're on the practice squad because they want to be on the practice squad. Well, you want to know something? Team church has no practice squad. You're out there on the field whether you like it or not. And if you use that authority, you know, in trembling faithfulness to Christ, you will bring great, great good to others. Pray that you use it better and better every single day. And you want to know the real surprising thing? You bring tremendous peace to yourself as well. Blessed Virgin Mary has authority. Christ himself bends his ear to listen to the pleading of her prayers. Let's ask for her prayers that we might use our authority rightly. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.